The College of Marin has long been a local leader in sustainability.
We've got photovoltaic panels, so they're capturing solar energy and distributing it.
This is the community college's spokeswoman, Nicole Cruz.
And then we've got geothermal heat pumps that help heat and cool our buildings. And then we're the first community college in California to partner with Tesla on their commercial energy storage solutions.
And now the College of Marin is among the first community colleges in the Bay Area to switch its electricity to 100% renewable energy. Cruz says it's part of the school's core mission to provide programs that are environmentally sustainable.
Anytime that we've got an opportunity to do something that's going to result in a reduced carbon footprint, and we can look and see that the costs are going to be pretty much negligible, it's kind of like a no-brainer.
The renewable energy is facilitated through the nonprofit MCE, the community choice energy provider for Marin, Napa, and several East Bay counties. And the program the college switched to is called Deep Green, says MCE spokesman Alex DiGiorgio.
And that is greenhouse gas free. So there are no energy-related greenhouse gas emissions attributed to that. It costs a little bit more. It's a penny per kilowatt hour more, which comes to be about $5 more per month for the average residential customer.
Deep Green, which is mostly sourced from wind and solar energy, may cost more. But DiGiorgio says the environmental benefits are profound. MCE estimates the College of Marin's two campuses in Kentfield and Novato will reduce their output of greenhouse gases by about 1,100 metric tons a year by switching.
It's like planting thousands of trees or exchanging many cars from combustion engines to electric vehicles. It's a catalyst for that kind of thing.
DiGiorgio says more businesses, municipalities, and schools are making the switch to 100% renewables, and competitive pricing makes it even more enticing.
I think it's a validation of the cost-effectiveness of renewable energy at this time. I mean, one, it's the right thing to do for public health and for environmental health, but it's also just becoming about economics, that the renewable resources are becoming cost-competitive, and they're also quite reliable.
And DiGiorgio says the College of Marin is leading by example.
It has a multiplying effect because the students will become aware of it, the administrators become aware of it. As an active player in the community, and the College of Marin helps validate what the future holds in terms of sustainable development.
And that's what the school is hoping for too, says the College of Marin's Nicole Cruz.
We've always been early adopters, and so it feels really good to set that example, and we hope it's got a ripple effect.
Cruz says there are even more sustainability efforts on the horizon for the community college, including the launch of a new program to advance sustainability education on and off campus. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.